All right, welcome to the only daily WNBA podcast. We're live from the Barclays Center. Aces, Liberty, Asia's in town, so everyone's excited. This framing's a little off, but it's kind of on a garbage can, to be honest.
A lot of talent over at the Barclays Center right now. We're at halftime. We got a good game. Sabrina, some beautiful assists underneath the pick and roll. I'll tell you what, I saw Asia warm up, and there's a reason she's the MVP. Man, oh man, is she a scorer. She can, her pivot foot, her spin work, both hands. There's no doubt she's one of the best in the game.
Yeah, she can win MVP for a fourth time.
It's unreal.
I know Nafisa's the favorite, but she's right behind her. Nafisa's efficiency is way crazy. 53%. I think she's shooting from the line 93% from the foul line. But Asia's right behind her. And for her to win four in a row, is that possible?
It's possible.
Not four in a row, but four MVP.
Totally, it's possible. It depends how the voters go. Sometimes I feel like they want to reward people that don't have it so much.
And I agree.
I feel like that's happened kind of with like LeBron, and you know, Dirk won two in a row and then his third season was better. He didn't win. Nash won two in a row. His third season was better. He didn't win. You know, Sometimes I think they like to share the wealth. Same thing happened with Jokic.
That's right.
Wanted to give it to somebody else. But, you know, so much talent on the floor tonight. I will say the Aces are underperforming this year so far as a 500 team.
Yeah, they're underperforming. Their team is still stacked. Jackie Young, Chelsea, the point god, as they call her, and Asia Wilson, obviously, the GOAT, as folks call her as well. Natasha Cloud is out. That's why Sabrina's running the point, along with JJ. But I think they're still in it. Believe it or not, the Aces really need this win. And so do the Liberty.
Big win. ESPN game.
Yes. Is Ryan Rucco in town?
He might be on the call. And, you know, high-profile coach who has some, definitely not afraid to upset the apple cart in terms of motivating the team. You know, that was an embarrassing effort, I think, against the Fever when the Fever, you know, kind of blew them out last week.
Correct.
You know, so we have some big high-profile names. I love that they got the ESPN game on Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. It's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. We did have a chance to speak with the Gold Mamba, Jewel, and the rookie phenom, Aaliyah Nye. She survived those summer camps. Harmony Turner, Queen, Deja, they all get cut. But Aaliyah stood the test of time. She wasn't even invited to the draft. She was in the crowd. A round two pick, and here she is getting big minutes for the Aces.
Not only did she survive, you know, she actually said, "I'm surprised I'm really getting big time minutes right now for the Aces," you know, and she really is.
Yes, she is. A coach, a veteran coach like Becky, giving a rookie that many minutes is surprising, especially this team. It does swing on the older side here. I think besides Aaliyah, everyone's a veteran.
Coach Hammond must really see something in her, and I think that's great. I think it's great, you know, when you ask Jewel, like she said, Becky, Coach, you know, Hammond is an offensive guru. You know, you give her a clipboard, she's going to drop an amazing play in like 15 seconds, which I think is amazing.
100%. A big game for both teams here. The Aces are looking on the outside in. They're not in the playoffs right now. Which is shocking with an Asia Wilson on your team.
But, you know, there's still room. There's still, you know.
Yeah, half the season to go or more than half.
Games back.
Yeah. The CBA, the draft just happened tonight as well.
We had the All-Star Game draft. You know, Captain Collier and Captain Clark.
What do you think about Captain Clark already? As a sophomore, she's a captain?
I mean, she moves the needle. They both do. They both do.
Already? She's a Captain Clark.
They picked their starters. They picked their reserves. They made a trade. They traded coaches, which, you know, I like to say that Collier initiated that ask, and I'm sure Caitlin was happy to comply with that.
Sure, why not? Interesting trade.
Very exciting. They're in Indianapolis, and not only is the game there, the next round of the CBA meeting is there. Face-to-face in Indianapolis.
It's happening there during the
All-Star. It is. Weekend. They said that, you know, when Stewie said that the last offer was a slap in the face, other people said we're moving in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're standing their ground. They're standing hard. You know, they want good benefits, salary, travel.
bigger roster size.
You know, a lot of things that they're going to fight for. And I like that they're playing hardball. Like the people that are in charge negotiating for the, you know, the players of the WNBA are playing some hardball. And they're really, they said it's going to get spicy.
I hope it gets spicy. Something that was spicy is, all right, the next CBA meeting's happening in Indianapolis during All-Star Weekend. We had the draft tonight. Captain Clark, Captain Collier. Nafisa Collier is wearing an Unrivaled shirt during the draft.
You know, I'll be honest, he doubled down. You know, I thought it went quasi-viral. Somebody said, like, how is this not a conflict of interest? I can say I don't disagree.
Weird that she chose that shirt.
No? Yeah. Even though I'm sure she has the W's best interest and the player's best interest, I really feel like it was a strange shirt choice. You know, I saw Caitlin Clark in her Indiana Fever warm-up. Sure. And it just, why, if you're a captain of the WNBA, you're wearing a different league's shirt? It was
She's the vice president of the WNBPA, the Players Association, and she's wearing the competition shirt,
which she owns with Breanna Stewart.
Oh,
so you can see how people
you're making would, there.
The point I'm making is,
point she's making.
You can see how people would say, like, is this now, not a conflict of interest?
It's got to be. I don't know. I still don't know how she and Breanna. I know NECA is the president, but they are VPs in the Players Association, but also co-owners of the biggest competition to the W.
It's kind of like we said, like when politicians are business owners, how could there not be a conflict of interest of some sort with certain bills that get
to wear the shirt, though?
So you double down.
Good for Fee.
Hey, she could be in the 50-40-90 club for all we know. The elusive.
Yes.
50% from the field, 40% from three, 90% from the foul line. Not many people have done.
Absolutely not. Something that, talking about the All-Star draft, Coach Reeve was upset that there's only two players from the Lynx in the All-Star game.
18-2, 17-2 right now?
Yeah.
I mean, they've got an insane record.
Yeah, give me someone else from the Lynx, but that goes to show you the way the league, the pendulum swings here. Popularity is really important.
Is it the Instagram followers? Is it the clout? Is it the cloud? Or
is it the cloud?
what is moving the needle? You know, it's sad to say sometimes popularity or storylines or what's going viral will sometimes make you an all-star. That's just the truth.
Yeah, that is the truth. That people are speculating that this league is led not only by talent, but through nepotism in a way. We see DeWanna Bonner going down to the Mercury. She just got signed.
It was not a bad place to land.
Not a bad place to land. Actually, a great pickup and makes them even more of a contender.
To me, they're with the third or fourth best team in the league right now.
I agree, and they get a great veteran. Now playing with her wife, though. So was she getting homesick in Indiana and kind of quits on the team? I think nobody will.
I don't know if it'll ever, it'll ever leak. Kind of strange, the whole thing that happened.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think the Fever haven't really missed a beat. You know, winning the Commissioner's Cup. You know, their record's not great. Even though they won the Commissioner's Cup, they're really close to a 500 team. They are inside of the playoff picture, but I do think they still need to, you know, take a couple steps forward in terms of their chemistry if they really want to be that deep playoff team to make like a finals push.
1,000% yes. They need, I saw Caitlin said she doesn't want to run the point. She would love a classic point guard to help her out running that point. I think she pointed to Ari to fill that role, but we will see how the second half of the season turns out.
You know, it's interesting you're saying that with her averaging so many assists per game, you know, close to 8 or 9.
That is a great point. That is a quote I saw today. So maybe she wants to turn up more offensively. Maybe she's turned off by how many turnovers she's been having.
I mean,
I think she leads the league in turnovers. Yeah,
we have seen guards transition. You know, Courtney Williams, Middy, she was a traditional point guard. And then, you know, she came to the Lynx and now they're like, we want you to score.
1,000. Shout out to Stud Buds, the best WNBA
podcast. A lot of fun they're having.
Oh, my God. I see Aaliyah Boston, Candace Parker, Cameron Brink, Deja Kelly. I know Deja's not in the W, but a bunch of basketball players, Flage, Angel, they have their podcast. They're all right. But the Stud Buds, they're doing their
thing. They're having fun.
Oh, my God. That's what we want.
It sounds like we're inside the living room. We're a fly on the wall, and we get to just watch them, like, hang out. And, you know, the two of them, you know, they can have their own their own talk show, their own reality show.
So if somebody hasn't picked up that podcast, it will be picked up very soon, because that is what the fans want. People want just some candid, fun
WNBA. I agree, it's loose. Mm-hmm. I agree, it's loose. Would you want to go behind the podium by any chance?
You want to bring this to our...
Yeah, I want to talk to Love Island.
Are we a lap? Love Island? What's going on here? All right, we're in the practice court for the
Brooklyn Nets and the New York Liberty.
Yeah, I'll let Tommy lead this. All right,
we'll go to the press conference. We're going to be keeping the seats warm for that game of Asia.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if you can plop up among these seats right here. I don't know if that'll be higher.
Let's see if I put this here. Let's see if this works, huh?
I think that looks great.
All right, let's see if I can balance this out. Here we go. With a little luck on our side, we can maybe make it happen. I haven't been lucky recently. Here we go. Maybe a little closer. I need something close. Here we are.
That's great.
Stud buds? The stud buds, maybe it's just you.
No, right here.
Maybe it's just you.
If I'm right there. There we go.
Bingo. Come on. Here we go. All right. This is where the new post-game press conference is happening for the away team. It's in the practice court for the Liberty. It's much better than the room they had before this.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of just had it on a side room. Didn't look as professional. I think the league needs to start doing things like this too.
I agree.
Make sure the audio is right. Make sure there's no echo. There's no feedback, because otherwise the league looks secondary.
I agree. And, you know, this is
this thing on.
Are we picking up live? We are at halftime right now, live at the Liberty Aces game. Liberty have a 2-point lead. Aces have a 2-point lead going into the second half. I actually think this is going to be a great second half. We have some great talent. The stadium is electric, as always. It's always a playoff atmosphere at Barclays, I feel like.
We saw Mo Cheeks getting a hot dog.
Yeah.
All right, well.
You know, Moji, we saw Ellie, you know, getting ready to dance. We saw the dance team. I think, you know, in the tunnel, we were kind of, we got to be introduced to the handshake with the Liberty dancers. I was kind of fired up. I felt like I was ready to go out and perform after that.
Yeah, they were fired up. It's great to see the atmosphere here. One of the best in the league.
I agree. And I think if you ask visiting teams, they feel like this is more or less one of the playoff atmospheres that, like, you know how they say about the Garden in the NBA? I feel like Barclays is that for the W.
I agree. Every single game we've been to, and now we've covered a bunch of games, the atmosphere is so much fun. If you're in New York, you love the W, you got to come to a Liberty game. It's like nothing else. Even the Knicks game competes with that, I'll be honest, because they really start to finish. It's a fun game. Bring your kids. Bring your partner, whoever you got. You're going to have a good time.
Can I ask you a non-basketball question? We got to talk Love Island, which is a very popular show right now with one of the previous talk. Do you have a favorite character in Love Island?
I don't know much about Love Island. I don't know. Where is Love Island? Where can I watch it?
We can get you on a streaming service. I'll get you set up.
I'm on classic cable.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
I haven't cut the cord yet. I'm a boomer as well.
So, hey, you know. The W or the NBA is going to make us do it soon, because they will make us all watch via stream.
100%.
Just like the Commissioner's Cup on Prime.
Prime.
Red Panda.
That was a headline everywhere, more than who won the Commissioner's Cup. So I don't know if that was a publicity stunt, unfortunately, for Red Panda. But it got the word out there that there was a W game on Prime.
Yeah, absolutely. So... You know, All-Star Weekend, very excited. We hope to be back here, I believe, July 22nd for the Fever.
That would be a lot of fun. We'll see. We'll try to cover that morning tonight.
A lot of stuff will happen between now and then. We're trying to get here at 8 a.m. in the morning. We'll get some warm-up shots, some post-CBA round two, some post-All-Star game. We'll see where the standings are at that time. And we're in the latter half of the season. I couldn't be more excited.
Likewise, and thank you for listening. We'll see you again.
They got game. The only WNBA podcast.
Thanks for listening.
Take care, guys.